Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome in. The second half has begun. Marching band leaving the field. The disco ball still spinning. This is Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Steve DeSager in for Jason Smith tonight. I just watched the end, Steve, of the Olympics opening ceremony rebroadcast.
Third time it's been on.
Yeah, what do you think that cost, that cauldron that we referenced?
Oh, man, that was moving like a flower opening. That was pretty impressive. But what did the cost come to for the whole drones thing above the stadium, where they'd actually replicated the globe with the lights replicating the continents? That was stunning. It wasn't like some green screen backdrop. It was actual drones in formation above the opening ceremony stadium this morning.
Yeah, that's next level stuff. I usually have a very negative opinion of drones here in the greater Los Angeles area.
Well, they're put to different purposes.
No, but that's just it. I got a bunch of weirdos taping people at the beach here. It's one thing if you're doing oceanographic research,
Nat Geo stuff, migrations.
And surfing videos or whatever. Yeah, work on it. The other is, we're trying to have a day at the beach. Stop flying over.
Let us alone. Exactly.
But these kind of formation things, I mean, that extra year to do the planning, I guess, helped.
You know, they had, was it Sochi? There was one of the other Olympics where they used it, and I guess that was the first time we'd seen it used like this. It's just sensational what can be done, where you're literally flying drones in formation to form whatever you wish to in the sky. That was amazing. We talked Olympics last hour. Let me add two notes, because U.S. men's basketball is opening against France on Sunday morning. The French Olympic Committee now says some of the medical and support staff for its men's hoops team have been forced into quarantine at the Tokyo Games because a passenger aboard their flight to Japan tested positive for the virus. So they've been in isolation for a few days. Not the players, but the men's basketball team support staff for France. They've been unable to work with the athletes after they arrived, even though all the members' tests have so far been negative. And now the Dutch say one of their rowers has tested positive for COVID, and he's out of the Olympics. And now the other members of the Dutch rowing team are considered, the ones that are considered close contacts, you know, they're going to need separate transportation, separate eating, separate sleeping arrangements.
Yeah, we had talked about it the last couple of weeks that we weren't out of the woods, right? As much as we celebrated buying concert tickets and going back to stadiums, There's still the cautionary tale.
Even here,
things here.
Good things were going in California in general, but in LA County, and things reopened to start the summer. And I'm not saying things are going to get closed, but things are not going in the right direction here in our neck of the woods.
Right. So as the mask mandate, we've talked about it a little on the show, brought it up last week, that went back into effect last Saturday night. So, you know, when you're at Dodger Stadium, if you're watching it, you know, watching the end of night Major League Baseball, it's a full stadium.
Yeah, outdoor sport.
But if you're on the concourse and you go into the restrooms and such, there are people waiting to remind you to put a mask on. So there's different protocols across, and certainly when you try to bring the globe together, each country, I mean, look how long it took before anything could happen in Canada, right? You know, talking about the Raptors, we talk about
crossing
the
border,
opponents in terms of crossing the border, right?
Well, it's next week. The Blue Jays are finally going to have home games in Toronto next weekend
in front of about 15,000 people. So we have that. And then we have the other seismic shift in the sporting world as we get ready for training camps. But this week we've been celebrating media days. And what does that do? You start thinking about the year to come, what your team's going to do.
Bring it on, college football.
Right, let me order from the team store. I need a new polo shirt. I need some, you know, drinkware.
Nobody's changing their nicknames there.
No, at least not now. We'll talk about the Guardians of Cleveland coming up a little later on in the hour. But when we look at this Texas-Oklahoma shift, and if you haven't been paying attention, we give the quick primer. Clandestine meetings, lots of talks with the SEC. I think that's the easiest way to put it down.
That's the Southeastern Conference, not financial things.
Well,
although there are a lot of finances involved.
There's a lot of finance involved as well, and that's part of the sticky point, right? We talk about them as educational institutions.
No.
Well, I do.
No, I mean, SEC, when we're talking football, there's only one reason they're moving. It's because of football.
Well, it all comes back to money.
Yeah, exactly.
But which gets your, you know, the compliance with getting your forms in and making sure you're not going to upset anybody in the Securities and Exchange Commission. No question about it. But when I'm looking at these schools from the larger perspective, Steve, it's there's more to it than just football, at least.
Oh, there are plenty of ramifications, to me, in that this is not a decision being made by coaches or athletic directors, it's senior to that, right?
Right.
Therefore, it's people who work with dollars.
But that's it, right? You got the people working with dollars, but the academics in the crowd are raising, you know, their hands of, all right, what does this mean with our affiliations in this,
that, all the of other? These moves that have happened before, like the ACC over the years, how does that benefit all of your women's sports programs in the athletic department to now make road trips that are twice as long to schools that you've never had tie-ins before?
Right. And when we get into just the, as much as traditions, and we know change can be a good thing, but sometimes it all seems change for change's sake. And in this case, it's moving us towards what some have predicted forever of the super conferences, right? Because now you would have the field of 16. They could have their own playoffs and just tell everybody to beat it. And the money made week to week off the SEC conference, adding Texas. Even if you make fun of Texas and their yearly records,
Oh, plenty of money to be had there.
But they make a ton of money. They are a global brand. Oklahoma is there as a football powerhouse that we know will be vying and staying atop recruiting and staying atop in the rankings and consideration and battling for one of those spots, especially as the playoffs expand. So you also have the monies that go through the Longhorn Network, all of those. Mm-hmm. So whenever people start wringing their hands, go, I don't know, that buyout, there's almost $80 million they'd have to come up with to the Big 12. I was like, really?
Well, here's what
$80 million, you think that's going to stop?
Because there's more at the other end of the rainbow.
Well, in a very short amount of time. This isn't, all right, it's going to take us 10 years to get back to break
Not
even.
Not in the least.
Are you kidding me?
Here's the most logical path to me, is that A&M's going to vote no on this, and it's still going to pass because A&M might be the only SEC team actually voting no on this. It only takes 11 out of 14 yeses, and this thing will be a go. So A&M can have all its private meetings like they're supposedly going to on Monday. Congratulations. You're not going to be the one to affect this. So there's a minimum 18 months notice here. It would not surprise me the least to sometime, maybe not next week, but sometime very soon, certainly before the season starts, Oklahoma and Texas formally, for the first time, tell the Big 12 Conference, yeah, we're going to leave and we're going to go to the Southeastern Conference. And then it takes 3 years to actually accomplish the move. By then, the new TV contracts come due, the new money comes in, new networks are involved, and guess who's involved in 3 years in the new SEC contract? The company known as ESPN/ABC. All those highly rated Saturday afternoon CBS games, Southeastern Conference football, those are going to ABC in 3 years. They're not going to be on CBS anymore. Guess who's been secretly, according to reports, plural, secretly involved in these previously hush-hush discussions about the two schools leaving the Big 12? ESPN, because once they get to the SEC, that means the SEC teams are going to have to split the pie two more ways. Wait a minute, what's the advantage to us, they say? Well, if ESPN kicks in more money to make it happen and then everybody benefits, guess what? It's going to work. And even if they have no success initially, wouldn't you say that Oklahoma and Texas are each getting at least $10 million a year more just by being in the different, better locale?
Well, and that's the point. And they bring eyeballs. They bring tongues wagging. Again, it doesn't have to translate to on-field success right away. We're talking about schools that churn out tons of graduates every year. The alumni base and just the general fan base of Texas. I mean, our guy Iowa Sam on our technical producer tonight, he knows it with Iowa, right? People that have no direct affiliation to the school.
Yeah, times 10.
They're in. Multiply that by 10, 20, whatever that number is. And they all are, it's like when I walk around a theme park or for those that have visited Southern California, even if you don't go to the theme park, you've got little shopping areas next to Universal. And next to Disney, you got Downtown Disney and Universal City Walk, right? All sorts of businesses, bars, restaurants, movie theaters, all of those things that you can go do. I walk around, I don't think about the number of people. I start thinking about dollars. That guy represents $200. His kid represents another $100. And I start doing the math in my head going, my God. Think about that when you next watch a game on television. And I'm not trying to dehumanize things. I'm just being realist. If you're looking at the things, and these are all businesses.
No, you're right.
As much as we love them, they are businesses. These schools themselves, and you could say nonprofit, everything, that's fine. They still need money to run things. And football is a way to do it. So if you can bring in a bigger pile by moving to the SEC, traditions be damned, whatever you think of those conferences as they've stood and as they've shifted through the years, it doesn't matter. They're trying to figure out how is it best to grow that revenue base because everybody on campus benefits.
Well, does everybody benefit?
There's a trickle-down effect, Steve.
Okay, absolutely, there's a trickle-down.
It doesn't all just sit in the coffers of the football team.
It's just that, do you think the world of college football as a whole will benefit if and when this goes through?
I don't know. Do they lose, necessarily, if this goes through? Because other conferences are going to pick off the carcass of what's left. And you can argue, well, what's the value of some of these teams?
Yeah, and then we get in the future, it winds up just three conferences of 16 each. And then what are we doing? You know, there's all of this.
But if we're already heading there anyway, Steve.
We are. Yeah.
Right, right. If we're already heading that way anyway. And I get it. You know, for those of us that have watched and maybe a little gray in the beards and me missing a giant patch of hair on the back of my head.
When it was the Big 8, not the Big 12.
Right, and the Big 10 actually had 10 teams. And all of those things, right, when I was back there at Northwestern. Remember when they added Penn State, and I was looking around going, what are we doing?
It's 11. Wait, what?
Why, we added this 11. What are we? I mean, yeah, it's Penn State.
Rutgers?
Right? It's Joe Paterno and this beast from the East. This is fantastic. But we're the Big 10. This makes no sense. So tradition went to hell all those years ago, at least from where I sit.
Yeah. Well, the most logical expansion to me has been the Pac-10 going to Pac-12, because then you get the Denver market, you get Utah. This was good marketing on their behalf, and it's still Western teams. It's
right.
Not the some of the silliness that we have seen with other conferences in recent years.
Well, that doesn't mean we won't still see some silliness,
well,
right?
UConn,
because one of the things we've also heard, Steve, behind the scenes is, well, the Pac-12 is... perhaps looking to link up with the remaining members.
That's right.
Of this Big 12 yeah. conference. So
what if Iowa State and Utah are in the same conference down the road? And the Pac-12, by the way, literally just this past month got a brand new commissioner.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the other part. We talked about it a little bit yesterday when Dan was in.
And they need the money because they started a Pac-12 network all on their own. Way
to
go.
And they did that terribly.
Yeah.
You know, for those unaware, you know, they were last to the party. In terms of, hey, that's a good idea. Oh, and they built
their own
conference
studios,
facilities and everything in San Francisco.
Yeah, high real estate.
And that's great for resale if you owned it, but beyond that.
Do you know that Arnie Spanier hosting on the weekends here gets Pac-12 Network and I living in Los Angeles do not? That's all you need to know about the Pac-12 Network.
I can tell you this, though, Steve. If you really work on the internet, you can find those answers to all you want. Now, you may pick up a virus or two. You may have some random people from other nations across our world.
No, I hear you. I hear you. It's like people trying to see the YouTube MLB games.
Yes. Yeah.
But the fact remains that our original point stands. It's not that it was a disaster, but the Pac-12 network did not go well, and it put your conference in the red and behind the other conferences, more to the point.
Well, and it becomes, it's part of the recruiting tools.
Should
right,
be.
Right? What's my visibility? And especially now that we see the shift and we've talked about it with NIL and guys, that's another component of, all right, what's my exposure?
Oh, so right? If I go there, I'm going to be on at 10:30 Eastern time on the Pac-12 network. Great.
Right. Nobody gets it and everybody else is asleep. There you have
Next.
It. Exactly. He's Steve DeSager in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon. This is Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we talked about it earlier in the show. Time to bring it back. Name changes, because we got to bring the crew in. What do you think? The Guardians. I'm going to dance around like Chris Pratt in the hallways. That's next here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. It's Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Debated singing along because it is a Friday celebratory night.
Yeah, then you'd be showing your age.
No, hey, you know what? I've got a very eclectic musical collection. I mean, it's part of the, well, it ties into our next story, Steve.
Rupert Holmes.
Exactly. The celebration of the Pina Colada song. That's the parenthetical. The escape. Earlier today, we had an update to a story we did last night. We weren't expecting it, Steve. No, it was a gift to us.
Yes.
Right? Because we did it yesterday because they said they were close, that there was going to be a decision and an announcement made. We just didn't think that we'd wake up from the show the next day and be like, hey, by the way, here it is. We talked about the Cleveland Indians and the imminent change of the mascot, right? They've already changed up uniforms and hats and everything else. Chief Wahoo is no longer part
the goofy
of the designs.
Guy. Yeah.
Yes. So we look at the discussion, and we talked about it yesterday, 1,200 suggestions ranging from team greats and all sorts of things, well, all the way to the Avengers, right? Marvel Universe. And we really kind of ended up in the Marvel Universe and the song you heard from Rupert Holmes. Well, part of the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. By the way, let's hear from Tom Hanks, right? And everybody, we talked about it earlier in the show. We bring it back, going back to his Great Lakes Shakespeare Festival, and that's where he got his Actors Equity card, which means that opened the door
the union
for the career. Yes, all the health insurance and the ability to push forward to become one of the most beloved actors in Hollywood. So many different roles and drama and comedy, going back to Bosom Buddies, all of those things that we have on the radar. What, he was Uncle Ned.
Oh, Family Ties.
Family Ties, yeah. Yes. All of those things. But here, you clicked and said, wait, we've got a new name. And then about 8 seconds in, wait, it's Tom Hanks? And here it is.
You see, it has always been Cleveland. That's the best part of our name. And now it's time to unite as one family, one community, to build the next era for this team and this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest, to come together and welcome all who want to join us. We are loyal and proud and resilient. We protect what we've earned and always defend it. Together we stand with all who understand what it means to be born and built from the land. Because this is a city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
There you have it. So we have
I'm inspired.
You know, you're ready to go through, and you, it was unlike, you know, any home I'd ever known. Like, I heard so many of the monologues in that piece from Tom Hanks movies that started playing in my head. I might have a Tom Hanks festival for the next week or two all around. But when we got down to it, and the name of the Guardians, and it's funny, I took my daughter shopping. She wanted a new pillow, and in a rack of all sorts of random mugs, there was a Groot mug that I almost bought so I could use it tonight here on Fox Sports Radio. But
get used to it. Say it out loud. The Cleveland Indians baseball team starting next year is going to be the Cleveland Guardians.
Cleveland Guardians.
In stone.
Literally. Because we talk about the Guardians,
the Art Deco at the bridge,
statues over the historic bridge. And it ties back to the Marvel Universe again in another way, Steve.
Yes.
You're going to know all of these references by the time I'm done with you. The Loki series just finished its first season.
Streaming, yeah.
And it's been out long enough that, well, spoiler alert if you haven't, but if you haven't watched it by now, beat it.
That's one thing that this show doesn't do enough of when Jason is here, by the way. To say spoiler alert first.
Well, that's why I try to tell him to shut up.
Thank you.
All the time. In this particular case, there are stone, representations of the villain at the end of the season. Like if you're on Planet of the Apes and things just kind of shifted. It's like, oh my God, it was Earth all along and there's the Statue of Liberty on the beach.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Hey, 1968, buddy.
Shut up.
And even if you want to go back to the Wahlberg movie, that's still two decades ago.
Planet of the Apes. Yeah.
But
movie hasn't there been that involves Mark Wahlberg? My goodness.
Well, he was in The Departed. He was only part of The Departed. But
it was a good movie because of him.
No, but
enough said.
Well, they brought him in, so you got something going there. Anyway, the point being that the Guardians on the bridge kind of look like the thing from the end of Loki and the variants. I'm just going to leave it there. So it does tie back to the
Guardians.
MCU.
We have a Marvel Universe thing going on.
James Gunn, director in the Marvel Universe. He's got Suicide Squad 2 coming up. See, it ties together because you know who's in that? John Cena! So it all ties together, but he was commenting going,
not Suicide Squeeze. This is not the baseball.
No, the baseball thing. But he joked going, all right, so is there a machine gun toting raccoon that would make it,
Wisecracker.
And then you have the Trash Pandas, which are actually a minor league baseball team. One of the greatest logos ever.
Oh, that's right. That is a real nickname.
So the blasting into space. So what you had were a number of minor league baseball teams start chiming in going, good choice. Good job by you. Trying to show some moral support. But the people of Cleveland, as Kenny Rhoda joined us earlier, friend of the show at the Kenny Rhoda on Twitter, like people hate it.
People there.
People in Cleveland. People around the nation. It's not been very well received in polls done by national media members either.
He didn't like the logo. Cleveland Guardians is leaving people flat.
The logo is, one of the logos, is the baseball with wings, which looks like one of the alternate Angels logos.
Really? I see. Yeah, right.
Right?
Halo's flapping the wings.
Or it looks like shoe designs, right?
Uh-huh.
It looks like the Flash's
or the tire company with the wings and the
Just go on down the line. It's something that even if you spent months and lots of money,
Was the tire company, at least it's Ohio. You could say, say there's some sort of connection.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
They are now an official sponsor, and there'll be a giant patch on the jerseys going forward.
Don't try this at home, by the way. But the Cleveland Indians will be the Cleveland Guardians next year and beyond. What we haven't delved into yet about this is the reason that they changed in the first place. And the fact is, they were simply called the Indians. It wasn't as we have seen with, say, Redskins in the past, it wasn't a pejorative, right? I have known Indian people, Native Americans, they called themselves Indians.
Yes.
It's not a pejorative, a negative. And yet, the Chief Wahoo thing that we referenced a few minutes ago, that is an absolute slap-in-the-face comic book character. That's not a terrible compliment, you agree. So can't you get rid of that and not have to change your whole name?
It seems that would make perfect sense to me.
It's different than the Florida State situation. Somebody brought that up today. It's got nothing to do. Florida State is named for a specific tribe in their region, the Seminoles, and they had specific talks with the tribe in their region. So they still have the guy on the horse. They still have the chant. They still have the Indian imagery, all of that. That is not at all what we're talking about with pro sports or even specifically the Cleveland Indians. Cleveland Guardians next year.
Well, they're still the Indians for the rest of this year. I mean, think about all the fights that have gone on and discussions and arguments, right? The classic Chicago Blackhawks sweater.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going back to
the Indian looking to one side. Yes.
As you talked about with the Seminoles. So, you know, there are all those discussions. In this case, you know, there were a couple of images that you just say, all right, that's the line is here and you're past it. We're in a new world order and a new, sensibility and understanding, but not the nickname itself.
Indians is the term for the people.
Yes.
It's not a negative.
Right.
It's not an
derogatory insult.
It's like,
exactly.
Atlanta Braves is going to be talked about next, you know. I mean,
of course.
A Brave, I mean, that's a compliment to call someone or a sports team Brave. You want heroic type names for your teams, right? Or, you know, there's even the Fighters, the Maulers, the Warriors, the whatever. You're trying to be positive about your own team when you come up with a nickname. And yes, 100 years ago, you could have crossed the line with perhaps Chief Wahoo, but that's a separate discussion. Braves seems generic to me. Indians is the most generic.
Iowa Sam, our technical producer, yes, would love to chime in.
Well,
what do you got, Sam?
I had a question. Steve, what do you think, though, about the fact that just the word Indian, though, is inherently wrong because
it was
Christopher Columbus or whoever was showed up and thought they had discovered India.
Well, even now they call it the West Indies in the Caribbean region.
Right. And so the whole word of India is relating to people from
but
India.
I go back to at the place I worked before I came here. I was friends with somebody who was Indian. And in college, I was friends with someone who was Indian, American Indians. And they constantly, without reservation, referred to their Indian life, their Indian stuff they bought for their home, their Indian traditions. It was all using that name.
It's adopted, I guess, then.
It is absolutely not a problem for the ones in California that I have known.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're correct.
And
it is going back to the origin. You're right. It's screwy, but you know that is a separate
thing. But not
thing.
Meant as a slight.
Unlike
as
the Washington
had.
Football team's
correct.
Original nickname, which you know, as we well know from NFL history, many slights were very purposeful and intentional from the old owner of the Washington football team many decades ago when it came to how he dealt with people that weren't white.
Correct. Steve DeSager in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. From Tom Hanks' narration and perhaps film festivals to come and rankings of Tom Hanks' films. So what you're saying, Steve, is if I were to find a place where I can get some action, I should lay the goals with the U.S.
I'm saying,
don't
you see
they
this
are
coming?
Minus three, yeah. Minus 2,500.
Minus three?
You don't often see that in a soccer match.
Sure. Yeah.
New Zealand, plus 4,000, so 40-1.
Oh, a little background for those who are unaware. I believe it's New Zealand. Well, first off, their coach is a guy who was briefly the U.S. coach a few years ago. But New Zealand is not Australia. Do not confuse the two. New Zealand is not good like Australia women's soccer is.
I like that. They're not good.
They're not good. And on top of that, you realize how COVID restrictions were so serious for both Australia and New Zealand,
yes,
for that matter.
Very much so.
There are women's soccer teams, New Zealand included, that just haven't played the last year. I mean, there were times with Colombia because they don't get money support. They don't, you know, with the machismo countries don't support the women's sports like they support the men's sports. And so you had Colombia getting to a World Cup and yet after a World Cup literally going a full year without playing a single game. Well, due to the pandemic, I don't believe New Zealand played a single game in the past year.
Well, they'll be ready and hungry, Steve. Maybe not technically proficient to get it done.
And ready to lose 4-0.
That might be the case. Lay the goals is what Steve's saying. All right, Dak Prescott met with the media. The Steelers and Cowboys Hall of Fame game, training camp underway, and you're looking at Dak Prescott. We saw some great video of him handing the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott. But he had this gem that set the internet ablaze.
I don't necessarily think that's exactly important, Clarence. I think that's HIPAA. But I understand where Zeke comes from. I understand everybody's opinion. And I think everybody's has that right. We wouldn't live in this country. We wouldn't be where in the position that we're in if that wasn't the case. Obviously, we all have to do a better job of educating ourselves, of educating our neighbors, just on this whole pandemic, just this whole situation, the vaccine. And I know that this team is going to get to the numbers. This team is going to do what we have to do to make sure that we're continually progressing through this thing the right way.
There you have it. So answering a question. So Ezekiel Elliott has talked about how he wasn't vaccinated and eventually did get the vaccine. And for Dak Prescott, he said, well, it's not your business. And he cites HIPAA.
And he also said hit the numbers. And what that means, translation, is get the percentage of your roster over the number the NFL wants as far as vaccinations, because the NFL just today says 80% of the players in the league have had at least one shot of the COVID vaccine. 9 of the teams have over 90% of their roster.
Exactly. So the point being, bringing up HIPAA as I was heading to, was the idea of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, that's what it stands for, required the creation of national standards to protect sensitive patient health information from being disclosed without the patient's consent or knowledge. Dak was asked about it, which meant he has all control over said information. Nobody's leaking anything. So he doesn't get upset about it, goes into a little bit of coach speak, I guess would be the way to put it, Steve.
He did kind of slip that in there.
Kind of getting into, some of this.
I'm not sure HIPAA applies always to pro sports, by the way. It does to college sports. It's a complete different universe. For those who've covered college sports like I, you see that slap you in the face sometimes. But
yeah, the point being, it doesn't apply at all here, because it's not, hey, we went to a third party and tried to get information about your health.
That's right.
You were asked about it. But here's the other thing. He then spent most of his press availability talking about his health. There's no part of practice that I thought about my ankle, thought about any physical thing holding me back, to be honest with you. He could have said HIPAA there too.
HIPAA.
How was your day? HIPAA.
HIPAA prevents the doctor from releasing your private medical information. However, in pro sports, your team doctor releases your medical information to the media all the time.
Right, but it's usually in generic terms.
It's part signing the contract. This is the league reports injuries.
We just talked about the injury report with Tom Brady last week of him not having a knee and playing all season and why that was problematic for gambling, for preparation, and so many other things.
Here's where it does apply is I remember being at a press conference during the week at a university, and someone was asking about some football player's injury, and it was the most innocent, simple question, and it was like pulling teeth to get any information out of the sports information director. Why? Because he had HIPAA in his mind, and he said, we're facing a lawsuit if I give medical information on this essentially amateur underage player. It's not pro sports. We don't own his information. We don't have to release it. It's become the equivalent of the hockey upper body injury or lower body injury, except in this case, there are legal reasons at the amateur level to keep the medical information private.
This is just an amazing thing of, hey, I'm going to cite HIPAA here, but let's talk about my ankle, my rotation, and everything else. He's Steve DeSager. I'm Mike Harmon. This is Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Jason will be back on Monday. Coming up next, we are, in addition to Aaron Rodgers, who we'll get to in 20 minutes, we also have news out of New Orleans where things have really gone off the rails. We'll tell you how next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back in. It's Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Steve DeSager in for Jason Smith tonight.
Steve.
Jason will be back on Monday, assuming they let him leave the state, but that we'll cover over the course of the weekend.
Maybe he'll just get time served.
Well, perhaps. Perhaps that is the case. We'll see how much White Castle he tries to smuggle back on the plane. But
that'll get him pulled over.
There's no question about it.
I pulled my thing out.
Wow. We haven't heard Jason's voice all week, so there you have it. One of the curious stories that's now out and about, Steve, is a June surgery to repair ligaments in the ankle of star receiver Michael Thomas of your fantasy team and your New Orleans Saints.
He's going down the list on the fantasy draft now, right?
Well, the whole thing blows up. You already had a number of departures,
tight ends.
Right, your tight ends. Emmanuel Sanders is gone. And I like Tre'Quan Smith. Smith actually texted me. He goes, hey, in this league with Fabiano, I picked him up before anybody got him.
Jason Smith texted you, not Tre'Quan Smith.
Well, Tre'Quan Smith might have too. You don't know.
We don't know who the Saints quarterback is going to be this year.
Well, but that's the beauty of it, right? You lose Jared Cook. You lose all these other players. You've got a guy on your defensive line that just got suspended for PEDs. You've got so much going on. And now it's, hey, by the way, he was hurt all last year. And then he had surgery in June.
Yeah. We already knew he was hurt more than once last year.
Yes. But this goes to the next level. All right, we've got new quarterback coming in. Whether you're a Winston reclamation project, I love what I saw in Tampa. You hated what you saw in Tampa. I saw a guy that with some refinement could be a really good NFL quarterback, Steve.
So he could not throw 30 interceptions.
I think if you're not just going out and winging it around. Yeah. And you actually get some quarterback coaching, which, as he described the Saints, as getting your PhD. But we haven't seen him on the field to know what those results are yet. So that's one of the curiosities in training camp to watch going forward. Taysom Hill, people cite some of the statistics, and obviously we know he's a good gadget guy and red zone. The fact that they were actually taking Drew Brees out of games in goal line situations and such. But citing stats that he earned against one of the worst defenses in the league in Atlanta.
Well, it's a small sample size if you're citing any of his stats.
Right, but twice he played Atlanta.
Yeah.
They were banged up and, well, they weren't good.
Yeah.
So saying, oh, look how he... You know, his completion percentage. And look at this.
They don't have a good secondary still. Right. They got rid of people.
No, and that's for our full NFL breakdown to come as we get to training camp. But now Michael Thomas is out for a minimum. They're saying it's a 4-month recovery timetable.
From June.
So now we're looking at week six,
so he could have
seven.
Maybe had this done in March?
Well, that's the question. At some point, as much as you want to go through different treatments, and I get it, you want to avoid the knife wherever you can, this hampered your entire last season. And look, you got your bag, so what's your incentive, I guess? Right? He got paid.
Oh, yeah, did he?
He got paid, so...
And he was great. I mean, in fairness, he was great. But now, do you understand for the thousandth time why people are hesitant to pay in the NFL? It's a short career and a sport with a ton of injuries.
That's why anytime a guy gets his numbers and his bag a year early, I'm looking at you, Jerry Jones, or the Rams, or just keep going on down the line, it usually doesn't end well for you.
Put it this way. Dak Prescott is returning before Michael Thomas from last season's injury.
And you know, he gave you a long explanation of his ankle and his readiness.
And coming up
next, we've got lots of news from Vegas. Todd Furman at 20 after, but Aaron Rodgers, what's going on with him next?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.